Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. December 30th, 2019. Israel's ideal startup, correct method for human development. From my Facebook page, Michael Leitman, the 30th of December 2019. What do people expect from Jews? Throughout history, Jews have had disproportionate success in the economy, politics and culture. However, the more they succeed, the more anti-Semitism rises. It is because there is a subconscious expectation upon Jews to provide something significant that the Jewish people seemingly owe to the world. What is this subconscious expectation upon the Jewish people? The Jews have an innate ability, which they themselves are unaware of, to provide each person with perfection, harmony and happiness. It is done via a method of human correction and development according to the fundamental laws of nature, a strategy that teaches us how to overcome a human striving for self-fulfillment at the expense of others by positively connecting us above our primal rejection to each other. Jews received this method from Abraham in ancient Babylon. It became lost in the exiles. Therefore, today, when we see the world suffering, Jews have to re-establish this method among themselves, testing it as if in a laboratory, and then sharing it with the public. How can the Jewish people realize the opportunity that will both give them a tremendous profit and become an indispensable value for the entire world? Kabbalists explain this process and the method for connection on one side, and on the other side, there is a mounting pressure on Jews from the nations of the world via rising anti-Semitic sentiment, crimes and threats. Sooner or later, the Jewish people will have to develop their innate ability to connect above differences, enabling humanity with this special ability. The only question is when they will realize it, and what sufferings and blows will the rising anti-Semitism lead to. When we learn how we can mutually complement each other, by doing so, we will see our positive future. Rise above desires, prefer spiritual advancement. An inner craving for knowledge, for advancement, and for scientific development is inherent in humanity. However, we must come to a clear realization that only equivalence of form with the upper force will give us satisfaction worthy of a human. Everything else is just a klipa, which we should not touch. It seems to us that with the help of external knowledge will we achieve something, but soon we will reach a crisis in science. Everything that has been developed by humanity, except the soul, is work on idols, which does not bring any benefit. On the contrary, it leads us in the opposite direction. In the end, it makes us repent and raise our hands. In the corporeal world, a hero is the one who wants to triumph over others with his egoism. In the spiritual world, a hero is the one who overcomes his own egoism. Envy is the most powerful force. I cannot stand that another person has what I should have. This feeling is so strong because it comes from the influence of the light from above that lets me feel the other person as myself. Therefore, I envy him because all his accomplishments, compared to what I see in myself, seem to be multiplied many times, according to the distance between us. Envy stems from the fact that we come from the single soul of Adam HaRishon, therefore we can feel each other, can see what a friend has. Egoism multiplies many times over what I see in a friend, so that even the most insignificant thing in the hands of others seems very valuable to me and I want to have it. It seems to me that I am lacking exactly what he has, and if I get it, I will be completely fulfilled. This comes from the system of Adam HaRishon. If I feel envy, a certain desire, it means that I have to work with it. We are not responsible for our desire and its character. Desire appears and disappears, and returns again. In the wisdom of Kabbalah, we are not at war with any desire, but we simply become more integrated into the correct environment where we get the right direction and strength. A person has no chance of defeating his desire in a frontal battle face to face, and there is no reason to attempt it. I must regard all desires as sent to me in order to grow because of them. If I destroy a desire, I cannot grow. I must rise above the desire and prefer spiritual advancement to it. This is possible through connection with the environment and appeal to the Creator, the implementation of the method of correction. I do not even take into account the desires that are revealed in me because I do not intend to realize them. I see them only as a springboard from which I have to push off in order to jump up. That would be the right attitude. From the second part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, the 13th of December 2019, Introduction to the Book Pani Me Rotu Mas Be Rot. Michael Leitman, on Quora, it is reported that Russia is considering unplugging from the internet. Do you think they will and why would they do this? In essence, in today's increasingly socially divisive reality, I support that every nation can control its own internet. It might seem to counter the approach of global interdependence and interconnectedness that I often write and speak about, but in reality, it is not so. In order to realize our growing global technological interconnectedness positively, it needs to be accompanied with a form of education that upgrades our attitudes to each other, so that we match our increasing external connections with improving internal attitudes to each other. By failing to implement such connection-enriching learning, then the global internet we have created becomes a mirror of our corrupt egoistic attitudes to each other. Instead of serving as a platform that we use to better our human relations, it becomes a sort of marketplace where we each go to either blubber about whatever is on our mind, or use it to profit off of others. Therefore, since we fail to upgrade our attitudes to each other, I don't blame any nations for trying to set up national control over the internet. By failing to accompany our increasing pluralism and freedom with connection-enriching learning that improves our attitudes to each other, we then fail to realize a higher level of human consciousness that our global world with its tightening connections is inviting us to. It thus comes as no surprise that nations will start making protectionist motions such as closing off the internet. Instead of positive relations spreading throughout the internet, if we see a proliferation of hatred and divisiveness, then it definitely becomes better to shut it off. An internet that serves increasing positive human connections would draw no criticism from any nation or government, all would enjoy from a globally connected environment that provides us with a constant supply of happiness, confidence, support, encouragement and motivation. Blitz of Kabbalah Tips, the 14th of July 2019. Question. Can the comfort of development be the criterion for its correctness? Answer, no. We just say that if we do the right thing, we feel comfortable because of it. What does comfortable mean? It is evaluated by completely different definitions, and not egoistic ones, because my demands for the world, for life, are changing. That is, comfort takes on a completely different shape for me. Life takes on a different content. Question. It is known that there is no concept of time and space in spirituality. How can I determine that my current state of development is slower than it should be? Based on what criteria is my path considered to be accelerated? Do I determine this acceleration? Answer. Acceleration of the spiritual path is determined by you and the environment. This is first. Second. There is no time in the spiritual world. The 6,000 years we talk about are not years but the number of states that we must go through. That is, this is 6,000 degrees of our consecutive changes from complete and absolute egoism to complete, absolute altruism. Question. How can a person recognize such an environment that will develop him through the path of light? Answer. To do so, you join a group where you can discuss it. Only in the group and not outside. You can, of course, give lectures to beginners, and arrange other circles of study. However, you can only discuss spiritual development among yourselves. Question. What should we do when there are disagreements between individual friends in the group? Should we blame everything on the Creator or try to still balance the dispute and reach an understanding? Answer: it is imperative to reach an understanding based on the fact that it is the Creator who causes all kinds of problems and only in order for you to rise above them. From KAB TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, the 14th of July 2019.